Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
The bravest thing I've ever done was to run away tonight, but not this time. Not this time. And the weakest thing I've ever done was to stay right by your side, just like this time. Every time because it's true. Yes, it's true. It's this stupid pride that makes me feel like I have to follow through, even half-assedly, loving you.
Do Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go
down, and you always wanted more. Let's be honest though, baby, you don't smoke, and honey, you don't drink wine. Baby, you don't smoke, and honey, you don't drink. Why would we even have spoke? If I was up here singing, and tell me, oh, oh, whoa, my heart is undone, and my body's broke, I'd still
.5 WMFO. Of course, I have to clear my throat on the air. That is David Began. And I happen to have him right here. Oh, no, wait. You're right there.
Hi.
Hello. I got to say, I've been calling you David Began for the longest time.
I get Began too a lot. But
what?
Yeah.
How's that?
I don't know. You know? It's so easy, but it's the hardest name to pronounce for some reason. I don't know, but it's Began, yeah. It's
okay.
Pretty simple.
Began rhymes with vegan.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yep. I mean, I'm vegetarian, but everybody likes to say Began the vegan, but I'm not vegan.
Oh, okay. I think people gave you a lot of crap on social media for that anyway.
Yep.
You have a vegan friend who's giving you all this vegan food, and everyone's just giving you crap.
He's the one who did get me into it though, Tyler. He's a good guy, and he's I do like the diet. My stomach feels a lot better, but I can't. It's a lot of work to do full vegan thing, so I'm just not ready. Yeah, I'm not ready. I'm not strong enough, bro. You know.
Yeah, you gotta have milk to be strong enough to be vegan.
Well, I'm lactose intolerant, so
there you go.
I know.
Oh man, so we have David Began in the house. He's going to be premiering a new single later.
Yeah, Love and Lust.
Yes, Love and Lust. We will be playing that later. But I gotta ask right off the bat. You've had all these bands like fairly recently too.
Mm.
What happened? David Began.
A good friend of mine did have to step out of the music scene to take care of some personal issues. Other than that,
it seemed like you were in a new band every 3 weeks.
I started a few things. some of them just didn't work out, and then the ones that did work out, we ended up having to, you know, put them to kaput because, you know, my chap needed to get some help. So, you know, we took care of that. But told some friends, you know, I said I'm going on tour this summer and I'm gonna do some big stuff. And then when it all fell through, I said, "Nah, I'm still going." So I went by myself.
You were gonna like do a big tour?
And we were planning it, yeah. But then, you know, I just didn't want to sit at home. So, you know. So
wait a minute, you were planning. When the tour fell through, you just didn't want to
when sing. When the bands fell through, I was like, nah, we already had shows booked and stuff, so I you know, it's through my record label, C9 Productions, mm-hmm. and I needed to fill the slot, and I just said, hey, I know how to play
acoustic
guitar.
There.
Yeah, bingo. That's it. You nailed it. It was out of necessity, really, but now I'm really feeling it, so I'm stoked about it.
Good. Good. Well, I mean, and now you have to... Now you're going to have to put a band around you eventually.
A little bit. I've already worked on a lineup. Like, there's a tour, just a weekend tour, like 3-day tour in August. And I have a lineup, like, you know, of a couple guys. But, yeah, for the most part right now, like, all through June, it was just me. But
you did seem to show up at every show in Southern Mass and Providence.
PVD music for life,
yes.
Bro. That's my, I mean, I know we're in Boston, but, and I love all local music, but love Providence, man. Love it. My favorite city in the world, must say.
Davey Moore will be proud.
He's my best buddy. You know?
Oh, man. All right. Now, so so you've put out what, like six? Well, with this current one that we'll be playing later,
yeah, it's about six
singles in the last, what, 3 months?
Since May. I just put out, all through May and June, I put out a song like each week, but then I waited on this last one just because I had, you know, I spent July recording an actual 5-song EP, but that's not going to drop till September, November, but...
Oh, okay.
But, so I right when I got out there, I just said, you know, free music, here I am, type deal, you know, whatever.
All right. Let's get to another one of the singles. Not
sure.
I mean, we can't just give it away
right
now.
Yeah, let's not. You know.
All right. Which one shall I hit up?
Whatever. You pick one. How about that? And you tell me what it is, and I'll.
Eeny, meeny. I'm looking away. Let's do this one.
Well, which one?
I thought I knew you.
Daily Dose.
Yeah.
I love you through the fights. I thought I'd get through. And you wouldn't keep me up in the night. I thought you were pissed right. I wanna see the light. I wanna hold it close. Wanna open my eyes and see your ghost. I need to know you're alright. I need a daily dose. Need to hold you all night. So why no, I'm not alone. I thought I knew you. I love you even when we fight. I thought I'd get through. Even when you told me that night that you were not this right. I wanna see the light. I wanna hold it close. Wanna open my eyes and see your ghost. I need to know you're alright. I need a daily dose. Need to hold you all night. So why no, I'm not alone.
Why don't I think you thought we were never gonna be something at all? What did I fall? Change your mind like rain on weekends. Here and then you're gone without a trace of your race. You tell me
they can't put me away for something that I ain't done. Now I have the strength to run. They can't put me away. That bastard turned up dead. They found him in a deep hole, wearing my best robe. Can't put me away. It's not like I didn't know he'd been messing with my woman while I was on the road. They can't put me away. I swear.
guns have never strayed. Can't put me away. False claims. I knew that I'd be framed. They can't put me away. When the bailiff turned, I ran, screaming like a madman. Now I'm living on the lam. They can't put me away. If I ever meet that man, one that's really guilty, I swear I'd shake his hand. Can't put me away.
started to roll. Well, I'm pretty young, yeah, but I'm getting old. In my pocket was my girlfriend's phone. A tow truck's coming, gonna take me home. It's kind of funny, but it's the same old story.
Same old story, yeah.
Nobody around here like me.
Same old story, yeah.
And I wonder how it came that I am just another man stuck in the middle of this great, great land. I sit down underneath the shady tree. I balance the pack of camels on my knee. I thought about my friend, he phoned last night. Well, his gig went well, yeah, he sure went alright. The women were crazy and the music was loud. My friend got wild, jumped into the crowd. He laughed and asked me to help him understand how I'm just another man stuck in the middle of this great, great land. Oh, it's the same old story, yeah. A tow truck's coming, smoke pouring out from the hood. Well, I'm no mechanic, but I know that ain't good. The tow truck man, come sit around. Both of us wonder who comes when the tow truck breaks down. It's kind of funny, but it's the same old story.
Same old story, yeah.
Nobody around here like me.
Same old story, yeah.
And I wonder how it came that I am I'm just another man stuck in the middle of this great, great land.
Same old story, yeah.
It's the same old story, yeah.
WMFO. That is some acoustic sidewalk driver. I don't know if a lot of people know about that. Know about the acoustic sidewalk driver. I don't think you did.
I have not heard that before, but I did enjoy that rip at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite a lovely ending.
Well, I mean, I'll play a tiny sample of what they usually do.
Have you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more their more their speed, but they put out a little acoustic EP in between full-on rock albums.
That's got you can't see what I'm doing, but
yeah. You were air drumming before. So.
I was. It was a nice beat. Nice little cute beat at the end, but I like the rip though. Nice lead guitar riff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice.
Before that, I had Old Jack with Driving All Night, Highway Ghost with Can't Put Me Away, and we have this guy David Began. I have no idea what's his deal.
I just showed up, man. No, I'm just kidding. He's
well, I mean, let's backtrack a little bit. What was it, about 3-4 weeks ago? You're like, I have this new song. I want to premiere it on your show. I'm like, okay. And that's kind of how it goes.
I've done tons of radio stuff, but never my own solo.
Never your own.
So this means a lot. So thankful.
Have you played here?
I have not.
Because there's a Wednesday night show which I'm hosting next Wednesday called On the Town with Mikey Dead.
On Saturday.
Yeah. We say that we both shows do local music, so nice. it's a little too easy to mix the two. And I know Satellite's Fall played in there at one point.
Before I joined about like 3 or 4 years ago, but then I've been out of the band for about 2 years. So I was only in the band for about 2 years playing bass.
So, wait a minute. So you were in the band when they played Steve Katsos and stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
It was like,
that was fun.
I know I've seen
that
you
was
around.
Really cool. That guy's got charisma, Steve. Dude. He's got charisma all day long.
Steve Katsos twice myself.
Yeah.
Like once as an announcer, I got all dressed up. And
of course you did. You're and a charismatic dude as well.
I guess so. That's why I still have this show after, it's almost been 10 years since I've had this incarnation. So
much respect, my friend, much respect.
I need to thank you because you're in the middle of moving right now.
I have to be out by tomorrow. I'm moving to North Main Street in Providence, like right near the parlor and all that. And
yeah. And then we're never going to see him outside of the parlor ever again.
No, I love the city, man. I love the city. But it's really cool to like be out in Boston and stuff, too, because like I definitely like to venture out. Like I said, I'm going to New York and New Jersey and stuff with tour like in August, like at the end of the month. So like
you're heading down to New York, New Jersey?
New York, New Jersey, and then coming back to, I'm playing at dusk the last night. But,
nice.
Yeah, so I'm actually playing house parties. yeah, it's going to be sick.
Oh, house parties.
Yeah.
Well, are all of them that way or?
Just New York and New Jersey, like, which the New Jersey one I met actually my buddy Jamie Tavares, you know him, he's a good guy.
Oh yeah.
I met band Accidental Seabirds at one of his shows that I played, and they're from Jersey, and like I reached out to them to try and go out and get on it. Oh man, they're such nice guys, they really are. And like, you know, a lot of my stuff is like kind of emo influenced, you know, and like you know, New Jersey Saves the Day, all that stuff, like that's you know, I was just like, dude, I'll be damned if I'm going down to New York and I don't go to Jersey and play some of my emo indie music. Like,
This like solo acoustic, or are you gonna have a band?
It depends. Where I'm, you know how people are. We'll see. I'm going.
Okay. All right.
So if they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. We'll see.
Oh man. What was it that just made you say, all right, I'm just going to do this thing by myself?
I've been doing this. I went to school for music. I did all that. I've been playing, like, you know, I used to, when I was 18, I got my first start in a band. I was singing at a party as a freshman in college, drunk at some party, and I ended up being a lead singer of a band the next day because a kid liked me. And then a guitar player quit, and they put one in my hands and said, hey, learn the choruses. And then I kind of got addicted to it. I hate to say I did. I got addicted to it, man. It's like my drug. I love guitar, and I've been doing this for years, but never really had the confidence. And, you know, like some things came up this year that kind of just, you know, it was just time. It was time that I fucking... That I had to go.
All right. The swear jar's to the left.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes, you got to put money in that swear jar. Yep. All right. On that note.
I know. I'm trying so hard to, like, it's like part of my vocabulary. I really am. I'm trying so hard. I like this song. Shout out to Alyssa Noble, too, for writing the verses.
All right. Here you go. 91.5 WMFM.